is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at World Sweeper and director of the World Sweeping Association. We're doing some investigation here for the World Sweeper side of things on whether there are contractors out there that are finding they can use battery-powered backpack blowers versus gas. And Wells Ledger is of Well-Made Manufacturing is somebody that has done quite a bit of research on this, and he agreed to talk to us about what he's learned. So, Wells, thanks for doing that, and tell me what you said you've spent 3 years going through different backpack blowers in your contracting side of your business. What have you learned?
Yeah, so, Ranger, where this kind of all began, as you mentioned, you know, we have a contractor side of the business. We're the only sweeping manufacturer out there that came out of the need of a better mousetrap for sweeping. So part of that process was investigating blowers. And the reason for it is we just kind of got tired of the, well, I didn't blow it out because my blower wouldn't start, or I pulled the string out of it, or the spark plug went bad. There's just a million excuses. Inevitably, the two-stroke fuel spills over in the truck, which attracts dirt. Then you got 2 inches of buildup in the compartment. And so as you can see, I painted the picture to where I've had enough. And then along came the electric blower project. So we started out grabbing a Ryobi blower off the shelf, a Milwaukee blower off the shelf, a DeWalt blower off the shelf, a Still blower off the shelf, and last but not least, the Ego blower. And the Ego blower can be bought on Amazon or HomeDepot.com, or even at Home Depot for that matter. And the reason I'm telling you that is that's essentially where it all ended up. And I'll go through them one by one. Starting at the beginning, the main issue was battery runtime versus charge time. And then ultimately having enough CFM to get the job done. None of them met the mark with the exception of the Still. The Still would do the job. However, the backpack battery for the Still blower is $1,249. That's the best deal I could get on it. And it would run for about 2.5 to 3 hours. This is a great battery, but it's a lot of weight.
It would need to be at that price.
Precisely. So by the time you bought the blower, I think it was $379, and then you bought the backpack battery, all in, you were at $1,500, $1,600. It was just too much. Battery that would break, and then you had to order parts from Germany, and it was just it was a lot of diminishing returns. It really didn't make the mark. So along comes the little Ego blower that could. Price point on it's phenomenal. $450 to $500. And it also has a battery that is interchangeable with their handheld blower. And the reason I mention that, our trucks are set up for the backpack blower to hang on the passenger side of the truck. On the driver side of the truck, you have a handheld blower. If you have two batteries on your truck with the onboard charger that we provide, you can run indefinitely. They take 20 minutes to charge, and you get 30 to 40 minutes of runtime out of each battery. Since that has happened, I've never bought a string. Stop buying two-stroke fuel, and let me tell you, you don't realize how much money you're spending on that until you stop spending it. It's a big deal. And this is the biggest thing, Ranger. This is the biggest thing. We've not gotten one noise complaint in 3 years.
That is huge.
That's huge. We all fight that as contractors, right?
Yeah.
And the reason, it's simple science, right? It's sound waves. So blowers, low frequency. Low frequencies like bass or subwoofers in a car or in a home theater setup, you can put it in the corner and it radiates through the room. When you're dealing with electric leaf blowers, they run at super high frequency because they're spinning 10 to 25,000 RPM. So it's a high pitch sound and it doesn't carry very far because high frequencies die out. So that's kind of the soup to nuts on electric blowers and blower research. The other thing I'd like to add is Home Depot does have a 2-year performance service plan guarantee kind of deal. And if you buy, say, 3 blowers, you get 3 service plans. Some people maybe only buy one. You can take it back, no questions asked, within 2 years and get a fresh blower. So that might be helpful to some folks out there who are maybe a little bit harder on blowers than others.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And you have set up in your sweeper cab the ability to plug these in. So is that something you can send us a photo of?
Yeah, certainly can. Essentially, what we're looking for is a sine wave or a pure sine wave inverter. That's what all of this electronic stuff likes to have, you know, in terms of a clean current.
Mm-hmm.
A modified sine wave or square wave inverter is the inverter like you'd buy at, say, Harbor Freight. You know, your low-end Chinese inverters, you know, when you listen to the radio, you turn them on, it's probably going to hum, things like that. So you don't want a junk inverter in your truck. You got to put a good, high-quality inverter. Anything in the 600 to 1,000-watt range will typically suffice. And obviously hardwired to the battery. You're not going to want to do this for a cigarette lighter.
Sure.
And then you're set up for success.
Well, I think that's great information, and I really appreciate you passing that along to everyone. And if you could send us a photo on that, that would be fabulous. And is there anything else to add with that?
No, I just want to say thanks to you for being such a great, reputable resource for our industry. There's not a lot of guiding light out there, it's always nice to have a guy that we can turn to. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, I sure appreciate that. And much obliged, Wells.
You bet. Right. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, we've been talking to Wells Ledger, the principal at Well-Made Manufacturing, and we'll include their website on the on our article. And go ahead, just say what your website is, Wells.
WellmadeMFG.com.
That's it. All right. And call where when somebody has a question, would like to buy five or six new sweepers.
Oh, yeah, of course. You'd call the office at 602-268-7877.
All right. Thanks again.